Hello and blessings, everyone. This is Michelle with Awakenings. And that was a bit of music, Happiness, by a friend of mine, DJ Petey at moontribe.org. And welcome, welcome everyone online and everyone in the chat room. Boy, I got to just say right off the bat, though, there's a lot of energy from human being and animal being. The message I got this morning was that they so want to be heard. They so want to be heard. And because of that, it just to me, it's another divine communication that and confirmation that we're so meant to have this connecting today with Barbara Martin. And we're actually going to get in a little bit to the readings, but first, I want to just ask Barbara a little bit when I bring her on of her background and how she got into this. Now, she is a professional animal communicator, and she's practicing in the Bay Area for the past 8 years. And I guess the way you could say it is she talks to animals, she opens up to the animal beings, talks to them, and then receives their information or communication back. And her belief is that the animals on the planet are here to teach us unconditional love. And today, Barbara will share with us her insights on animal beings' roles in our life. We're going to talk about the fundamentals of animal communication and how an animal communicator can assist you to better understand what your animal is experiencing in everyday life. So, you know, whether it's health issues or emotional communication or maybe just clarification. Barbara actually assists animals and their people with health issues, behavioral issues, and emotional issues. She communicates wishes of the humans to their animals and vice versa. And she specializes in animal medical conditions. She also helps those confused over animals left behind, missing their animal friends who have passed over. Now, one little caveat I do want to put in is that we're just doing many here to tune in, and you know, some may take more time, and if so, you know, I would definitely say, you know, there's contact information in the chat room and definitely on the Awakening segment page that you can contact her by phone. Or if you're in the Northern California area, you know, it locally, or go drive, take a nice drive to Napa Valley. It's beautiful, and you can see her. But bottom line is, you know, if you want a more in-depth reading, she's definitely open to that, and at the end of the show, we'll also give out the contact information. So if you'd love to know what your animal being is thinking, you have tuned into the right place. And so with that, I'd like to really welcome Barbara Martin. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. This is just amazing that you've agreed to do this. And so can we just start a little bit of how did you focus on this? How did this become, because I would say we're guided when we're in this, to move in this direction. How did this transform for you?
Yeah, I definitely feel that I was guided. 11 years ago, I had a golden retriever who was 17 years old, and she was dying, and my husband at the time was unwilling to allow the vet to intervene. So our dog was able to pass on her own at home, and that was really hard for me. I was an executive in the computer industry. I wasn't very tuned in at that moment, and for 3 days near the end, which actually worked out to be a very peaceful experience for both of us, we sat and I discussed things with her, and I just chatted, and after she passed, I realized that I was hearing her talking back to me. And so I kind of took that in. I used to meditate a little bit at that point in time. And I went to Barnes & Noble, and I asked if they had any books on talking to animals. And 11 years ago, they had 15 books on the subject. And I knew nothing about that. And so I started reading the books. And now I think on the market, there's over 100 books about animal communication, exactly what it is we're talking about today. And so from there, I let it go. You know, I read a few books and put it down, but I kept feeling that there was something I needed to do. And so with some friends, we went and took a class over in Point Reyes with Penelope Smith, just for fun. Just for fun. And we did a weekend away and sat in the class, and they had a cat, and the cat got up, and, you know, everybody asked the cat questions. And the feeling that I got when I explained to the woman what I was getting from the cat was so exciting that I just felt like there was more.
Mm.
And then from there, in my meditations, I just kept getting presented with opportunities. And so I trained with another animal communicator. And basically what I did is I took the intuition that we all have,
mm-hmm.
and I just fine-tuned mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's pretty exciting. And so for me, from a really non-spiritual, I felt, existence in computer industry to this full-time career, it's my dream come true.
They've guided you. They've guided you well.
Yes,
exactly.
The animals need a voice. And so anyone like myself that's interested, they just don't leave you alone.
No, I know. And they're so, you know, I have sometimes with my little beings, they're so, you know, of course, they're telepathic. I can feel like this, you know, especially with the Cleo, the Scorpio, the cat, she has such intention and intensity that even if we're in another room, I can just feel her, you know, pressing on me energetically through the subtle energy. And it's like, okay, what? You know, then I have to go and actually, you know, listen or find out what is it that she's trying to communicate or what does she want. Which still, I mean, that's the whole idea and why we're living, you know, emotionally clearing to live more transparent and more aligned is eventually, and that's what this whole 2012 is about, we will be more telepathic. So there will be more open communication between animal being, plants. You know, when I was a shaman, I was initiated into rock medicine. You talk to rocks. A lot of people don't think rocks are living. They're very living with a lot of information. And they will talk back, you know. So anything will talk to us if we but are able to hear. Now, in saying that, Barbara, what do you find will help people to be more receptive? Because it's not so much the animal beings is or anything is not communicating to it. They're communicating. What could it make people more receptive to hear, do you think?
Well, so one thing, you know, we all have our intuitive ability. And just so I can show you, like, just explain what that looks like for everyone. It's when you think about a friend that you haven't talked to in a really long time, and then they call you within a day, and the first thing you say is, oh, I was just thinking about you. You know, that's your intuitive ability.
Mm-hmm.
The trick is that it's conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend the majority of our day in an unconscious, busy state
mm-hmm.
of running around.
Mm-hmm.
But these other thoughts travel around. They can come in when we want to tune into them. Another example I like to give is when you're on the freeway and you look up three cars up and you say, that guy's going to cut me off. And then
yeah.
he cuts into your lane
yeah.
and cuts you off. That's not because he's after you to cut you off. It's because he shot a thought into the consciousness of
yes.
I'm going to go in that lane, and you picked up on it.
That's right, yeah.
And the fact that you can walk up to a person and know that they do not have good intentions, or you can see someone across the room and know they're angry or what it is, it's the same type of information.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are already getting information from their animals. They just think of it as their own thought.
Mm-hmm.
Famous one is you're leaving the house and all of a sudden you say, oh, they don't have water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know for a fact that that's them going, wait a minute, we don't have any water.
Mm-hmm.
And we turn back and we go and give them water and we think, oh, that's great that you thought of that. And so it works as easy as that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to give people an exercise where you just sit with your animal and get quiet and ask them if they have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever comes to your mind, and usually they're kind of silly, but whatever comes to your mind, you just answer it. And you can use your words, but they're going to tune into your thoughts. And you answer it, and then you ask, do you have another question for me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really amazing how you can go back and forth with the information. Now,
mm-hmm.
animals do tune into our thoughts all the time, but when our thoughts are really jumbling around and we're thinking about a lot of different things, and then we say, oh, I'll take her on a walk. And then they're like, okay. And then we're thinking, but first I want to make dinner, and then I'll do this. So they eventually tune us out.
Yeah.
But they tune into every other animal. You can see it in the dog park when one animal walks in and a couple of them get upset, you know, and they're 40 feet away.
Yeah.
They shoot messages to each other constantly.
You know, Barbara, it's funny that you say that about the having different thoughts. Sometimes, you know, and I mostly, you know, work from home, have a home office. I will get up and I'll think, okay, I'm going to go here. I have a day planned. And, of course, my little animal being Yoshi comes with me a lot. And she'll start getting ready. And one day I had all these things going on. And I thought, well, no, I'm going to just do an email. I'm going to do this before. And then I'm thinking, and then, you know, but I'd already sent out the mental image picture of me getting in the car. It was a nice day. I was going to put the top down, which she loves. And then all of a sudden, she just stopped. She's looking at me, and I looked at her, and I said, oh, Yosh, I'm sorry. I said, we are going to go, but right now I'm going to be doing a few things. So I shot her some mental image pictures of what I was going to be doing before we left so she could just relax back down. But she was tracking. Every time I had the picture to go and get in the car, she was right there. Like, she would look up, and she's like, and then she'd go to the door. And then finally, you know, that wonderful pose they do when they lay on their belly, kind of they're chin on the floor, bored, like, okay, when are you, okay, hurry up, figure it out. Oh, it was funny, though. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. So now what I do is I shoot her mentally the image pictures of what I'm going to be doing and let her know we will be going out, you know, if it's a short walk, a long walk, where we're going, I let her know so that my little mind that's racing, you know, she doesn't have to be, she can tune it out, you know.
It's perfect, and I suggest everyone tell their animals what the day is going to look like.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
And as many, when you're going to be gone, especially on a trip, you can show them that you're leaving with your luggage. You show a picture, mm-hmm. but I talk about sunsets. So a couple of days in advance, say in 2 sunsets, I'm going to pick up this luggage and leave, mm-hmm. and this woman's going to come in and take care of you, and I'll be gone for 7 sunsets, and then a picture of you coming back in the door with your luggage. And the caretakers will report to you that the animals do a lot better.
Yeah. I agree. You got to let them know. You kind of, you know, this caused a lot of anxiety not bringing them in on the plan. Now, we do have one question. We have callers, so I guess we're going to start jumping in a little bit. But Esclava's asking, what can our children tell us about our animals? Do you have any thought of that?
What can our children tell us?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that many, many children are telepathic. We all were very telepathic up until about 5 or 6 years old. And if an animal and a child are together and the child tells you anything that the dog's saying, it is true. You know, you see them in conversation because they're really talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so was that what you meant by your question?
Yeah, maybe. One thing I would say, if I may, add to that, Barbara, and for Brenda Espavo, is that children absorb energy. They're very, very open, and so do animals. So if you have a lot of unhandled stuff, especially emotional issues, your children as well as your animal beings are processing that because that's just what they do, you know. So. And you can. Not everybody lost that filtering. I know for myself I didn't, but I agree with Barbara around 5 or 6 or 8 at the latest. You know, we're just as evolved. Everyone is just as evolved as these new children that are coming in. The only difference is that now the resonant field, we have all our hard work has shifted it so that there is more information, more acceptance, not just in books and literature and movies and videos, but energetically to be telepathic, to be psychic, to be open. So I would suggest watching, if you'll learn a lot, like I think Barbara is saying, by how your children are responding to the environment, you'll learn through your children what your animal beings perhaps are not able to communicate to you just by how your children are responding. I think also, I don't know what you think about this, Barbara, but I think sometimes just even telling the children, as well as your animal beings, if you're upset, that it's not them. It's not you. Mom's going through this, dad's going through this, or whatever language. I'm processing something, or whatever. I'm having a bad day, but it's not you. I love you. Then you're letting your children and the animal beings off the hook that you're processing your own stuff, and they don't have to overly process for you.
Exactly. Plus, that so helps children to know when they're processing emotions how to speak. I'm just going through emotions here.
Yeah.
What I think is happening is that what we're not ready yet for, and we're getting ready for, is that the children of today, and I would say from 10 years old down, on down, and the animals of today, they're not going to hold back their emotions like we got taught to do. They're going to live in the present authentically in their emotion, whether it's appropriate in society or not. And we call that acting out.
Mm-hmm.
And they will, in our presence, if we aren't identifying our emotions or we're stuffing them, both animals and children are going to act them out for us.
That's right.
A great example for many people that might be on the line is if you, well, I'll use myself. When I get 5 or 6 thoughts going on in my head of things I'm going to do and I start being, I call it a whirling dervish around my office and house, my dog is a Labrador Retriever and she's 10 years old and she will start pacing and following me, asking for treats, asking to go out, pacing, pacing, pacing. I watch her and she's just mimicking for me what I'm doing and it's like she's too much. I'm like, will you go lay down? And she just looks at me like, nope. And then if I realize what she's doing and I sit down, settle down, meditate, pick one thing to do, she goes over in the corner and goes to sleep.
Yeah.
So they'll show you what you're doing. They'll show you what your energy looks like.
Mm-hmm. And if we look at this too energetically by the subtle energy that we are all connected, that animal being, as well as we are, an extension of them and they're an extension of us. They literally are out-picturing of us and we're an out-picturing of them. Just how everyone that's converging right now in the online and in the chat room, you know, we're all reflections of each other. So there is a constant mirroring of what is our inner, you know, what is our inner state. We can feel things. And I'm going to go back to this, the emotional clearing. You've got, you know, because people, you know, animal beings are wounded, yes, and they respond, you know, to that previous wounding. I feel they don't hold on as much if the environment is more, you know, healing. But we humans, we tend to hold on to stuff, old things that happened in the past. Some form of repatterning, hypnotherapy, alpha theta clearing, healing, something. I almost feel like it's everyone's duty or obligation that you have your emotional body handled or have the tools so that you're not projecting not only to other human beings but animal beings your wounding, your hurts, your stuff, and reacting. Because I find a lot, I don't know how you feel about this, Barbara, but a lot of people react, you know, not only to other human beings but to the animal beings. They have their wounds get projected on or acted out on the animals.
You know, that's true. And more, though, what we're seeing is that people are giving the animals more of a soul-like or an equal place. A lot of that anger and things that come up for people with animals is because they see the animal beneath them and they don't have anything else to kind of lash out at.
But with that same
piece of what you're talking about, when you rescue an animal that's been abused, I have found that the majority of people that rescue an animal have been abused. It's so at a soul level that human can understand something that maybe intelligently they don't get right off the bat. But the animal is saying, like they'll look at their scar in their hip and they'll look at their emotional instability and they're saying to the human, that happened to me, but I'm going to be okay. Look at me. I'm okay in the present moment. And I find many people that rescue an animal that is having issues or difficulties but still being present and happy and free, that it's really just showing the human at a soul level that it's okay that those other things happen.
Yeah.
You can still be present and happy and free and safe. And it's really huge. It's huge for the animal. It's huge for the people.
Wow. Well put. So I just wrote in the chat, you're so beautiful and wise. It's so true. Yeah, so true. Oh, so all of us, if we can just connect into that subtle energy right now, that connectedness that is us, even though we seem separate, we're in individuated bodies and minds. You know, the individuated personality. But if we can just honor that right now, just some of you, if you want to close your eyes and tune within, and just really honor your individual expression of the all that is, that one presence. And as you breathe in, just celebrate that in your mind. Become aware of that. And as you breathe out, now feel how we're all connected. Human being, animal being, plant, all earth. Feel the connection through the community, through the society, nationally, internationally, globally, universally. And it's in this oneness that I'd like to open. So we'll start taking the first calls and just start allowing the messages, what needs to come through, Barbara, for our wonderful counterparts, our animal beings. So we'll start with the first call here. Hello, 805. 405, you're on the line with Awakenings.
Hello. Hi, Barbara. Hi.
And if you just say your name, and I don't know what's best, Barbara, for you, the name and then the name of the animal being.
Yeah, a few people have already sent me pictures, so.
Okay.
I sent my picture last night. My name is Jackie, and my dog's name is Patty.
Oh, Patty, okay. And I have that picture here. And so, Jackie, you know, what I was thinking is all of us could connect into Patty at the same time. It'll be an interesting activity for everyone. And I already did a little chat with her. So can you describe her for the other people that don't have the picture?
Patty is a miniature dachshund, black and tan. And she's pretty skinny, actually. She's not a chubby one. She has issues with eating. She's not a big eater. She's not a traditional dog.
And what's her name again? Chatty?
That's Patty with a P. P-A-T-T-I.
Okay, P-A-T-T-I. Okay.
Okay, great.
P-A-T-T-I, yes.
And so today what we're doing is one question. And so I did several of these before we started, just because it's easier for me before we started. And so with with Patty, what I got, Jackie, and by the way, some of the things that I get maybe today won't make sense, and I'd like you to give it a couple of more days. And some things can be a little bit different in context. Like sometimes they'll, so you just think about it. And so the first thing I got when I checked in with her is that her energy is more boy-like. She likes to rough house and horse around, and she's very brave when she's at home. She just said it like that, but she's brave at home. That her job is to defend you both when you're outside.
Right.
She told me that she patrols the area at home, the area that's around the humans, but not necessarily the whole house. Like, she's not on patrol in the whole house, but wherever the humans are, she's kind of patrols that area. She's very clearly able to express all of her different emotions, and she prides herself on that. She has many emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Your question was, why did you come to me? And she said, I came to you on purpose. She said, to show you about emotional abuse and mistreatment is okay and happens, and it's just part of it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, there's no reason to hold on to it. She said, let it go. And then she said, being lost is bad, but worth it. Does that mean, you don't have to tell us, but does that mean something to you about her or you?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes,
and then
definitely.
She really, really wants you to know that you are loved and have no fear about that, that you are loved. And then they like to get, after they pass their message, they like to get back to their fun self. She says, I am your entertainer. I get you up and out of bed. It's as if you wouldn't get out of bed unless she was getting you out of bed. She said she wants you to know what she's demonstrating for you is for you, that it's okay to be afraid. Smile anyway. Look at how I do it. And then she said, and now she's right now, because she's here and totally getting chills, And she's getting a little bit teared up. She's very emotional. She shares all her emotions wherever they're at. And she said, talk to me more about your feelings and talk to me more about my feelings. And that's what she had to say.
So feelings and emotional.
Definitely.
I'm going to do, because a lot of times when we receive messages, even for one person, because we're individual but a collective, I'm just going to put in the chat a kind of a theme, because there's always a theme, and you'll see the common thread as each of the animal beings relays their message to us. I found it interesting that we've been talking about emotions and feelings, and now little Patty comes and says, talk about your feelings more, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, the feelings are, you know, the emotions and feelings to me are a little bit different. Feelings.
No, me too. Absolutely.
Emotions. Michelle can probably describe that the best. And these messages, by the way, for anyone that came today, these are for all of us.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Good point.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jackie.
Well, we have someone listening from England. Welcome, Spiritual Pilot. I lived in England before. Wow. Okay. Thanks so much. Okay, so we'll go to the next.
I've also asked a few of my clients to give a call today to share their experiences.
Oh, wonderful. And I'd like that, too, with others. Share your stories of what you know. There's some wonderful stories in the chat room, and either via chat or calling in. Hi, 415-233, you're on the air with Awakenings, and Barbara.
Hi, this is Barbara also.
Oh, hello, Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Welcome.
So I'm calling Barbara Martin because I actually met her, because she came to visit me in my B&B in Mexico.
You're calling from Mexico then?
I'm calling from Mexico.
Oh, welcome, welcome.
I wanted to tell a story about what Barbara did for one of my animals.
Oh, I would love to hear it.
Okay, so she met all of my animals when she was down here. And I called her one time and I said that I thought my 18-year-old cat was about to die. And I wanted her to talk to him and tell him it was okay to go. And she called me back and about 20 minutes later she said, he's not dying, he wants to go to a vet. He said his feet hurt so bad he can't think. And I turned him over, and one of his claws had grown into his paw.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm wavering out a little.
And so it was pretty phenomenal. She's sitting in California, and I'm sitting in Mexico, and she knows that my cat has a claw in his paw that has grown into him that I had removed, and he didn't die.
Oh, wow. So you knew what she was able to tune in and see what it was.
Actually, I feel intense pain in that part of the body.
Ah, okay. That's how it comes through.
Yeah, it's like it just hurts in my hands, really does.
Mm.
What else, Barbara? Don't you have a few more?
Well, how is right now? How is he?
My dog was dying, and I called Barbara again, and she was in the Safeway, and she said, can I call you right back? I've got to get someplace quiet. And she went outside and got in her car, and she meditated and called me back and said, Fiesta is dying, and she's going to go as soon as everyone stops telling her that you're going to be okay and starts telling her that her father, my husband, is going to be okay. So I said, okay, we'll tell her. And she said, I have one more piece of bad news for you. The cat's going with him. I said, what do you mean the cat's going with him? They don't even like each other. She said, they worked it out, and he wants to go with her, and they both died. And the cat was sick.
Amazing. That's so true. Sometimes, you know, just like husbands and wives or partners, you know, do that. Sometimes animal beings together, right, they want to go, you know, they want to go at the same time. You know,
she's also the one who told me that when I used to travel every week to stop telling my dog that I was going shopping and start telling her where I was really going, because she would come. I'd come home and she'd be mad. So she said the dog said that she could hear me talking, because I taught classes. She could hear me in the States talking in her head, but I never said goodnight to her. So I started saying goodnight to her before I went to bed, and she was better.
Boy, they just know. I love it.
And that is important. You can talk to your animals wherever you are. you can just say their name one, two, or three times, think of their picture, and send them thoughts, and they can also talk back with you.
And I'm just going to ask one question in the chat, Barbara, from Fishy, was that, can you speak to animals that have passed on?
Yes. And the messages, I do speak to animals that have passed on. The messages are, first they'll give me a bunch of information about who they were so that you know we have the right animal. And then the rest of what they talk about is love and bliss and spiritual messages they may have for you. And it's really spectacular because they're no longer concerned about, I want clean water in the bowl.
That's right. Okay. Well, Barbara, in Mexico, if we can, we're going to move to the next caller because we're kind of
okay,
filling
thank
up
you.
Here. Thank you so
Thanks,
much
Barbara.
For tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Okay, sometimes we're clicking. Okay, 310-429-0254, you're on the air.
Hi, Michelle, it's Lori and Barbara.
It's Lori Bregman.
Hello.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Great. Thanks for calling in, it's great.
Yeah.
Some of you may have noticed Lori was on the show before.
Yeah. Barbara, I sent some pictures
Lori.
Of my dog. Hi, I sent some pictures in of my dogs, Buford and Mabel. But I'd actually rather talk today about my friend Steve sent you a picture of his dog, Buffalo, who's a Neapolitan Mastiff, who just yesterday was 90% diagnosed with bone cancer, terminal bone cancer. And he's so
I'm
distraught,
sorry.
And he's listening on the line right now. He just isn't work.
Hi,
talk,
Steve.
So I'm trying to talk to him.
Okay,
he's listening.
Hi, Steve. Okay.
So I would love to talk about Buffalo because he just got the news last night, and I think – he might need this reading more than me right now.
You can text anyone like.
So I did get your picture over email in the last few minutes, and I was wondering, can you describe Buffalo to everybody? He looks like a black mastiff, or is he gray?
He's like a blue mastiff.
Oh,
she's almost five. She'll be five next month. And I think Steve rescued her. She was 9 months old. And she's so sweet, and she's been limping for about a month now, and they took her to the vet. They thought it was just a strained leg, and now they're talking it might be in her right leg. They're thinking she's getting a CAT scan today, but they think it's bone cancer. And
okay. So just before I check in, I want to let everyone know that part of our code of ethics as animal communicators is that people always take their animals to the vet and use what we tell them in conjunction with what the vet has to say. It would not be smart to just only use what an animal communicator has to say. And then also just to share that a longer communication would be definitely in order, but let me just check in.
Plus, you just got this. Everybody else just intervened. She didn't have this picture ahead of time, just got it 2 minutes before we went on air, so...
Yeah, and the only reason I didn't really want to do the ones I did them ahead of time is because of the dead air. So right now, everyone can just think, send really, really good thoughts to Buffalo and also to Steve right now and healing thoughts, and just give me
okay.
a little bit less than a minute to check in with Buffalo.
Okay.
Cute picture.
So if we could all just align our energies. Keep the energy and light flowing. I can feel it.
Okay, so you may also pick up.
You
know, right off the bat, so Steve is listening. Is that correct?
You what?
Lori, is Steve listening?
Yeah,
Steve's
listening.
At heart. Okay.
He's okay. He's on his computer listening, but he's not. I'm calling. He's not on the line.
Okay, no, that's fine. Okay, so first of all, the first thing that Buffalo wants to say, and Buffalo's spirit is just the same as it's ever been. And Buffalo wants to, is so brave and full of courage at all times. And Buffalo, she wants to say, there is more to this story.
Mm-hmm.
She said, there is time. And she's saying for Steve, don't choose too fast.
Mm.
She also said, I am willing to do whatever it is you want me to do. But so on the don't choose too fast, I have had many animals tell me that, and this, you know, I say this in the gentlest way, that the vets don't know everything. And I say it in a very
mm-hmm.
gentle way. Not that they're bad, but they don't know everything. And so what about the don't choose too fast is just really get all your information before you choose anything. I see a flash of Buffalo with three legs, just a flash. It's just possibilities
mm-hmm.
that are out there. And what Buffalo has is courage and hope, and that's what Buffalo has always brought to the table, and that's what Buffalo needs with Steve right now. And to she's willing to do whatever it is you want. And so what I usually do with clients is as you get more information, you call me back and we just kind of discuss it. We let the animals know. And there's just all sorts of possibility. And the best thing to do for any animal that's ill, and it's the hardest thing, is to put every thought into that animal being absolutely cured and perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not let all that energy coming in about what they're saying being true, but just throwing out perfect health, you know, just going to that possibility of things working out in perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that helps. And if I could do a longer reading, I'd be more than happy to do that at a different time.
Okay, I'll give him your yeah, I'll get your number and give it to
Michelle,
him.
Michelle, what did you get? Because I'm sure you got something.
Well, I just kept getting the sadness, the processing of sadness, and that's okay. So maybe get with Lori or do some healing work, because he's worried about you right now.
Yeah, he's totally.
Plus this, yeah, and I saw his wonderful little face, and then I saw him moving away. I see him in a garden for some reason, or the area seems to be a lot of plants around there. Is that true?
Yeah, right outside of, I live in the same place he does, it's right outside of our house.
Okay, because he loves that area. He,
Buffalo does?
Loves. Buffalo does.
Uh-huh.
Being outdoors, outside in the sun. You're going to find him tired, wanting to rest more, but will have spurts of energy of wanting to get out or just take a drive in the car. He likes motion, likes exploring,
mm-hmm.
likes being out. I do feel that this is just kind of a little blip and will be handled.
Mm-hmm.
But it may be some treatments back and forth. But I can see him laying down on a big, I don't know, some kind of big pillow or something in the back, you know, like a doggy pillow.
Mm-hmm.
I would say right now just a lot of rest and calm. And
mm-hmm.
if Steve can get the idea that I'm sad, this freaked me out, but guess what? I know we're going to make it. This is just a condition. This is something we're going through together, buddy. Then I feel that Buffalo's strength will start coming up more. Right now there's a lot of confusion around Buffalo. Did it just happen recently? Because I feel the Buffalo's a
yeah.
little confused. Like,
oh, no.
What's going on with my body?
Hmm? Right, like it just happened. Like it just, she limped one day and the next day there she might have bone cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are
yeah.
some things, and I agree with what Barbara's saying. Just take it slow. Get a lot of different opinions. We don't know yet
mm-hmm.
what exactly or how or why.
Okay.
You know, I have a client actually as a, you know, a human being type client that's been living with the type of bone cancer for a long time. So they don't even know now, do you have it, do you don't have it? This is 5-6 years later. So, but the healing, the quiet calm, the taking the drive, letting him rest, that, hey, we got it. We're in the flow with this. And like Barbara said, you know, not rushing into anything, not rushing. Following through, getting those opinions
right.
will be very helpful. Now, Lori, you do have, and then we're going to move on really quickly, but if you have the two quick questions about Buford and Mabel, let's do that because you're supporting somebody.
Okay, so Buford.
You had sent those
Buford
pictures
has,
in.
Yeah.
And then we'll get
Buford.
To the fault.
Okay. My dog Buford has a fatty tumor in his leg that I've rescued him 2 years ago, and I've done 3 surgeries on him. And then they did radiation on him. And he's been limping, but the vet said he thinks it's just a strain. But I just, I'm worried. I just worry about him. And I just want to, he's a bloodhound, the picture of the bloodhound that I
yeah.
sent to him. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second.
See. And if while she's tuning in, Brenda, if you can put in the number, I don't have the Barbara's number. I put in the website. If you could put in the number. Thank
you. So, Lori, you know what I'm getting is that if you were to, I'm not getting anything in his arm. Like you, I'm sorry, my arm, his leg. But uh-huh. I am getting his muscles. His muscles are so tense in like his whole shoulder area, and he's out of alignment from. Whatever he had to do when he limped or did whatever. And
yeah.
he needs, like,
massage.
And if you could find an acupuncturist, it's amazing how they can realign everything for them. But his muscles and his whole walk is out of alignment and gives
yeah.
him a lot of pain in his right shoulder.
Okay. And I do healing work and massage, so I can just massage that.
Here we go.
Oh, good.
It's the case yeah. of the massage therapist not massaging the family.
Yeah. But he did tell me earlier when I checked in with him that he's a big lover, but he needs a lot of appreciation and kisses. He thinks
uh-huh.
of himself a lot smaller uh-huh. than he is. He's a big dog. But he
oh, yeah.
thinks of himself as a lot smaller than he is and gets himself stuck in little places where he doesn't fit. Like he'll
right.
walk in
That's
between
true.
A couch and a thing. Yeah. And then he said... He started off with a song, and he said, does anyone really know what time it is? And I said, no, what time is it? And he said, it's time to eat. It's time to go. I want to come. Please take me with you. And then he said, it's all about him. And he
yeah.
says, but why not?
That's so perfect.
You know, I do have one quick thing back for Steve and anyone else in the group that has an animal that's ill. As humans, we love to keep as a secret what's going on, and that's where the confusion
yeah,
happens.
That was the confusion was about, because I kept feeling the confusion.
Well, it could
yeah.
be. I'm not sure. But so it's best to tell the animal blow by blow what's happening. Tell them blow by blow what you're afraid of. Tell them that you want to get past it, and when you're sad about it, just sit with them and cry, because they can totally get that. But they're reading our thoughts, and our thoughts are, oh, he's going to die. And then they say to me in the communication, am I going to die?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, run quick with Mabel, and then we got to move on to the next.
Mabel.
So with
okay.
Mabel, do you want me to tell you what I got
Mabel,
so far?
Yeah, just because I don't,
go ahead.
There's nothing, I just, yeah, I just wanted to see what you thought.
Okay.
She's a Weimaraner.
So Mabel told me she told me she's sweet, she's sensitive, she's always ready for a walk, always ready for a walk. She's a show dog quality, or she just walks around like she's in a dog show. She hates the part when humans leave, even if it's for a very short time. She's very brave. She's a protector, but she'd like a job because she gets confused, like, what's her job at your house? So you can give all your animals a job, and you just tell them what it is. She's
okay.
a picky or messy eater. She'd like more variety because she has a really sensitive stomach. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's kind of picky, messy. What'd you say? What?
She loves food, but she doesn't have a sensitive stomach, but she loves anything. Like, she's crazy with food.
Yeah, she said she'd like more, and she'd like variety. She's known for wandering off when she gets off leash. And she really loves her life. Little children, she doesn't know much about them. They perplex her if she doesn't know them. But she likes how they smell, little kids. But they kind of perplex her. I don't know what that means.
Thank you, Barbara. Thanks, Lori, for calling in.
Yes. Thank you. That was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks.
Great.
Okay. You're welcome.
Blessings. Okay. We're going to the next one. Okay. Diane, is this you on the line?
Yes. Thank goodness.
Okay,
finally.
Well, it says 0000. Okay, so.
I don't know
right.
what that means, but here I am finally.
Okay.
I've been trying to get through.
Yeah. Perseverance.
All right.
So we're on,
yes.
you're on Awakening, and this is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Barbara. I'm the mother of
your dog boy,
the yellow lab.
Sunny Boy, okay. And Sunny Boy is a 6-year-old Labrador Retriever, and he's very handsome.
Thank you.
Your question is, you told me that you're looking for how is his health, or that he had a health question, and
right.
would he prefer having another animal. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So when I checked in with him, I got that he's very happy, and he says he's fine, and he acts like that. But I also got that his joints feel really tight to me, like something in his joints. Neck muscles. Like he needs massage on his body because there's just something unusual. It's not, to me, arthritis, although it could be, but it's just joints. They feel tight. He has stiffness on his right side on his skin, like his skin's pulled, like maybe he had an operation or something. On his right side?
No, he's never had an operation. Stiffness on the right side, his skin, the whole body? Or
no, it's just kind of like on his right side when he's walking along. I just felt like you can just look there in his fur. It's sort of like just a pulling on the skin. He told me that he's having low energy right now, low energy rather than before it wasn't as low. And he told me the skin on his back gets really itchy. I started getting real itchy.
Yeah.
And
yes.
He gets winded a lot more easily. I asked him about it. It just looked like heart or lungs, but I couldn't see anything that was bad. And then his front feet felt really swollen to me, like a dog that's on prednisone. I was wondering, is he on medication?
No. What did you say about his feet? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
I don't know, like his front paws, they just felt like bigger than the paws, like sensitive or swollen.
Okay.
He does have allergies.
He has allergies?
Well,
is that what it is?
I think he has, we've been treating him for candida, which I know can create fatigue.
Okay.
Does the candida ring a bell?
Well, you know, these are just, he just gives me symptoms. Like, I don't diagnose, but he gives me his symptoms. And
gotcha,
but he wanted everyone to know I'm happy and I'm fine. The prednisone feeling, if he's licking his paw, like his paw feeling could be from him licking his paws too much.
That's what it is. He's not on any medication at all. Okay.
Okay, so he tells me the vets don't know much. He said they're very silly. The vets that he goes to, he thinks they're a little bit silly. And I was going to suggest for him chiropractic, acupuncture, a raw diet. And
we have a raw diet.
Okay. And are you using a holistic vet by any chance?
Yes.
Okay,
she's not as holistic as I'd like, but we're very holistic oriented in general. And I always try to do homeopathics and acupuncture as much as I can.
Okay. So he wants you to know he's happy, and he says, I'm fine. So just keep doing what you're doing and just eliminating things in his environment that could be bothering him.
And, you know, you bring up a good point, Barbara, because sometimes we, and I've seen this before, you know, with human beings or animal beings, a lot of times we don't necessarily tap in or remember that they can have a different energy pattern than us or be out of sorts or tired, but we would somehow require them to keep on the same schedule. So part of it, bark on the truth. All right, baby. I know. Hi, Sunny Boy. I think he's saying yes, actually.
I love when that happens.
Because sometimes, you know, we can be very active or maybe, you know, a family member or hiking and biking and trekking and ducking. And sometimes the animal beings don't want to, they're done. They're like, okay, I want to take, these next days or weeks. Or they go through little moods like us where they don't want to be as active.
Exactly.
I'm kind of feeling that with this. So.
And then, the heat affects him, too. He gets hot very easily. And it's been very warm here lately in Canale Valley and Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then if you get really stuck and you can't figure out anything else, I suggest once in a while people just take a blood test for, like, Lyme disease or something that wouldn't make sense. You know, just to see.
I'm sorry, did you say a blood test?
Like a blood test for, the doctors can run a panel of something like, you know, something he gets from a tick or something else in his environment that could be, you know, looking like something different to us.
Right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with him, but I'm not the final say on that.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah, and Bob was talking about flower essences. Well, you know what's interesting, as you're talking, Barbara, and he also barked in agreement, I do feel there is something with the energy pattern that he's required to do a lot. Do, and may not want to be doing that right now. Might want to be, like you said, his energy is low for whatever reason.
Okay.
I think for all of this, myself, you know, we need to tune into ourselves just to not overpush ourselves, or we need to, you know, shift our routine. You know, some of us were, you know, working out, yoga, this and that, and going here and driving here. And sometimes we need to alter our patterns, but we also need to sometimes check in with our animal beings and alter their patterns. Sometimes they don't want to keep up in the same way. They could be feeling a little off.
I agree.
You know, or allergies are flaring up.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
and
also the skin problem off and on. So I think that does take a toll on his energy level if it is the candida, which we think it is, because I've read about candida, and fatigue is definitely a symptom of it.
Sometimes just laying around, just like Steven's, you know, Steve's dog said, Buffalo. Sometimes, now you guys got to remember, dogs sleep a lot. They're other dimensional a lot. They, just like cats, other animals, we're the only ones that are on the do. We're on the do list. They do like to chill more. They like exploring and sniffing, but they do like just laying around, absorbing the sun, being in that state of meditation. And I think we, you know, we're supposed to be, I kind of think, learning a little bit from them in the non-doing.
Non-order-doing.
Okay, Diane, I'm going to go to the next caller. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, Barbara.
Hi.
You're welcome.
Okay, 310-383, you're on the air with Awakenings and Barbara Martin, Animal Communicator.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hello.
I know the voice. It's Elizabeth Lambier from Luminara. She has a show, Luminara.com. I want to give you a little shout out. And so do you have a question for Barbara?
I do. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm fine, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good.
It's Elizabeth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fine, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And your animal is Pumpkin?
Exactly. My animal is Pumpkin. And I guess my question is that I would want to ask is she happy, and is there anything I can do for her?
Okay. Okay, so I checked in with Pumpkin, and she was cute. The animals will do things, like, in their energy to show me what they're up to. And so she was walking back and forth like she was giving a talk at a college to an audience of people. And she said, I definitely have something to say. And she said, and she was choosing her words carefully. Like, she sees herself as very intelligent and well-read, if that makes sense to you, and very proper. She's all about being proper. So she told me, and I think she's talking about you, but I'm not sure. She said, all this fuss about being perfect, she says, we are perfect. She said, the toys are great, but only with humans, so let's play some more with the toys. And then she said, love, 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 and I heard it like the Beatles song, all you need is love. She goes, get there, your heart, start pushing it out of your heart. And then she said, and then she cut to another subject and said, I'm not sure what the purpose is for a dog. So I don't know if she meant dogs in general, but she just didn't see the purpose of having dogs. She said, what'd you say?
Oh, no, she's not big on other animals. In fact, I always wondered if I should get her another kitty cat, but it just seems like she's not, I'd be curious if she wants me to get her a playmate or if she's cool by herself.
No, I would say not, but that's up to you.
Like
so it's up to you.
Yeah.
So then she said, when we meditate, I see sparkles.
she
like
does.
Like sparkles of light.
Yes.
Oh, no, she says, I see the sparkles. So it's like you see them already, and she wants you to know she sees them. She said, I am touchy and get a little anxious when there's a lot going on. A lot of people, gets too busy, TV. She said, I'm okay. I just need quiet time when I get that way. Mostly, I just need to relax.
Yeah. And that's also for Elizabeth, if I may.
Oh, yeah. And then she said, yeah.
Okay, Punky.
And she said, you definitely should re-listen to this because it's perfect to hear it for yourself. And then, you are so very special to me. I checked in with her body. Her body feels good. One of her back legs, she showed me, feels funny from time to time, and she shakes it off. And she told me it's kind of a joke. It's like an energy grabs her back leg, and she has to shake it off.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen that, but it's nothing to worry about.
Okay, good. Okay.
And that's it.
So just play and relax. Okay, that sounds good. Those are good.
Well, and about opening your heart and pushing out the love.
Mm. Yeah.
You might be holding it in.
Okay.
Yeah, she works with heart energy. I'm hearing a theme here of with the animal being, you know, this morning in the meditation, I kept getting, they have so much to share, so much to tell us. And then when I called Barbara and I told her that, we both got major goosebumps. And this idea of just being less do, you know, massage or Reiki, for not just our animal beings, but for us also. So, wonderful messages. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Michelle. It's a beautiful show. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. And also, if anybody wanted to get Elizabeth?
Yes.
Are you still on the line? What is your company? Luminara.com for the videos.
Exactly. If you want to check out some inspiring videos and be a part of sharing inspiring videos, luminara.com.
Perfect. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, much peace.
Okay, you too.
You're welcome.
Blessings.
I also want to just mention that it's actually very easy to communicate with your own animals, and you can just type it into the internet to either find a quick class to take or just put in how to communicate with animals, and a lot of websites will come up, and they'll tell you how to do it yourself. It's not something that just certain people can do.
No, everybody, I agree. You know, and even just that, what, the exercise you gave earlier, you know, just what you said, asking, you know, do you have a communication with me? Or I would even just look at your animal being, get quiet, and if you know any, like Reiki or subtle energy, or just way of kind of being present in that moment. And then jotting, feeling your impressions. What do you feel they're communicating to you? What are they reflecting for you? And keeping a, you know, a journal, an intuitive journal, if you will, on that. And then, you know, just like any good relationship, if you start opening up, they'll open up more with you. You know.
And with that said, Michelle, you can animals can tell stories and write poetry, which sounds kind of unusual, but the way that you do that, you just kind of close your eyes and think to your animal, ask them for a story, write down everything you get as quick as you can get it, and like a little bit later, maybe 20 minutes later or next day, read it, and you will see it's not the way you write.
Yeah,
and there you know that you didn't write it.
So see, there's another great, idea. Also, as Slava was saying, another great book, Learning Their Language by Marta, I think it's William or Williams. Okay,
yeah.
We're going to go to the next caller. And hi, 403-285, you're on the air on Awakenings.
Hi there.
Do you have a question?
I do.
Okay.
I wanted to ask why...
And your name, please?
I apologize. My name's Lynn, and I didn't send in any pictures. I don't have a pet at this time.
Oh, that's okay. Hi, Lynn. You're on with Barbara. Michelle.
So my question would be, why do you think that we lose this ability? I remember as a child, I'm going to say about 8 years old, having very clear communications. It wasn't like we were speaking, but it was almost an instantaneous, I would get a bunch of information, and it was just in a microsecond, it was in my head, and I knew what I was supposed to do, but it was transferred so quickly. the information that my cat sent me. So when she
comes, I love that you said that because you know, before you ask the question, the animal's already answering you. Their information comes in faster than we think our thoughts. And it also comes in a lot different ways than just words, pictures and things. And what I know from when, like for anyone that's ever had an imaginary friend, those are real. And so when we're tuned in and alive, and then adults in the world tell us that there's no such thing as an imaginary friend, and that animals can't talk to you, we believe in adults, and we believe in everything they tell us. And so a lot of our shutting down happens from what we're told, and then especially when we go to school and other kids, there's no way that other kids will allow us to believe what we were believing, and so we kind of shut down our intuition. Does that help?
Yeah, and so do you feel that some pets are more individual, so some are easier to communicate with, like you might have a better connection with one pet than another, like they're individual, and their communication skills with you might be different?
Yeah, they communicate in a little bit different way, but any animal that is domesticated has learned that if they're not in tune with their human, you know, that's their survival mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, if a deer walks by you or a squirrel, you may not, it may take a while to get them to have a conversation. I think that I've had, like, maybe one animal, I ask them permission when I contact them if it's okay to talk, and only maybe once an animal didn't want to talk. So I believe they can all communicate in one way or another. I do feel that there's different levels of communication.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk to a cat and we just talk about the complaints they have in the human's, you know, house.
Mm-hmm.
Of I want this bed, I want that. And then I can speak to another cat and everything's on a pure spiritual level.
Yeah, that brings up, Barbara, if I may, a point that it's all consciousness. What I have found, you know, and I don't specialize in this, but for me, I don't discern whether it's an animal being or human being, whether I'm doing healing work or psychic work or mediumship. It's all, for me, that's just was my kind of, you know, unfolding or training. And but there's different levels of consciousness. So just like with people, we have some people that are more evolved on this density or dimension or more aware. It's the same with animal beings. Some are more evolved or have a more expanded consciousness than others. And also likes and dislikes. Some of them, just like people, some of them don't want to talk about, you know, more expanded stuff or higher stuff. They just want, you know, flashing you the picture. Give me the food, give me the water, and let's move on. You know? So I think I really think when you think of human being, an animal being, we're very similar. The only thing that's really different is human beings have what we call reflective consciousness. We're able to reflect on the past, what we did, what we want to co-create in the future. Animal beings are more in the present moment, even though they retain memory, and also help co-create the future also. But it's different levels of consciousness, so there might be a different communication, like Barbara was saying, with certain animals, as in with other animals. You know, there might not be, you know, and then also the people. You know, I remember years ago I would be, my brother had Rottweilers, and two of them that I would want to jog with, and he kept saying, you're not going to be able to, they don't know how to do that, they won't do that. And that's true. I went out one walk with them and I tried to jog and they actually cut in front of me and I tripped. So the next morning, I sat them down, and I telepathically told them, I said, listen, we're going to go jog a mile or two. After I finish jogging, then I will walk you, and then you can sniff and do all you want. Do you know that I went out, I did 3 miles, they jogged with me. When I slowed down and stretched, they walked with me. I came back and told my brothers, oh, that's impossible. That's impossible. You know, so he didn't have that awareness to talk to them. And then also one of the animal beings, Crockett, when he crossed over, came to me and said goodbye, came and reflected, and I then called my brother and said, what's wrong with Crockett? Because, you know, he's relaying to me that he's moving on or transitioning or something's going on at that level. And he's like, oh, my God, just, you know, he had a brain tumor. So anyway, they put him down, you know, assisted his crossing. So I think both. It's the level of the consciousness of the human being, but it's also the level of consciousness of the animal being. They really are that individual. Okay, so if we can, we're going to move on to the next call. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing. Thank you so much. You have a
blessing.
Blessing. Okay. Spiritual Pilot, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Barbara? You're on Awakenings.
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
A little bit. Oh, you're calling in from England. Yes, hello.
I am, yes. It's just a quick little bit I have to tell you about one of my animals many years ago. I was obviously fast asleep in bed that night, and he appeared in a dream. Just out of the book, just like that. He asked me to stop eating meat.
Wait, now your phone. Can you hear him, Barbara?
No, myself. You can repeat it. That'd be great.
Yeah, if you could repeat it, Spiritual Pilot, you're wavering in and out. I don't know if you're walking, but if you could just speak a little slower, because I know you're calling from a distance and the cell phone. What do you have? Okay, if you could repeat what you said.
Turn the volume up. Is better? Turn the volume up. Hello?
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 Yes, I can hear you. Spiritual.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Here, I think. Right. Many, many years ago, one of my animals, who passed this bit, he communicates with me through a dream form. He tells me he'd like me to become a vegetarian. So I asked him, why do you want to become a vegetarian?
You know what, Spiritual Pilot? I think you're on a cell phone, and unfortunately it's breaking up. So if you, or I don't, if you could either
in the chat room, or the chat
either you could put your question in the chat room or call from a landline, because we really want to hear. All I heard was many years ago. I don't know if it's a dog or animal being how you. Yeah. Okay.
Is that better now?
That's a bit better.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Right. Many years ago, one of my animals, Pastor Spirit, communicated with me.
No, we're getting, I don't know if you're calling, Spiritual Pilot, I don't know if you're calling from a computer or something. I really want to hear you live, but it's we're not going
to
be able to hear.
The phone is up to the minute. It's two different strings.
Pardon me? Hello? Okay, if you call back, Spiritual Pilot, if you would call back or put your message in the chat room, and I'll make sure to ask Barbara, or call from a landline, okay? Because we can't hear you, and it's waving out.
Okay, then. Call,
so call back. Okay, blessing.
Okay.
318-290, you're on the line.
Hi, Michelle. This is Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Still, I guess to you. I was calling because I can't really get in the chat room where I'm at here, but I'm spending a week with a dog whisperer, and we've been discussing this type of thing all week. And from my understanding, since we're all using one mind, it's kind of like the principle of radio, receiving and sending station. If you're tuned into it or you're on the right frequency, you can communicate with animals on different levels, because there's only one mind common to all individual beings, whether it's animal beings or human beings. And it's a matter of awareness from the human side. The animals really understand us better than we understand them, from what I can tell.
Absolutely.
I would agree with that too, also.
You know, Steve, this is Barbara. I use that as an example to people to explain to them what's happening. It's just like tuning into a radio station, and when you tune in, you don't get 20 other stations. You just get that one station that you're looking for. When people want to know, how can I pick a dog in Wisconsin? And it's exactly that.
Yes.
All right.
You know, so true, including me.
Michelle. Mm-hmm. Michelle.
Yes?
I just wanted to say, this is Sinla, and I wanted to say hi to all your guests in the chat room that I usually have a little flow with, a little fun with. So I missed being able to chat with you, but I'll be back home next week.
Okay, great. Well, I'm sending a little happy face and a heart in the chat room. Hi, Sinla.
I see that. Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for sharing your wisdom, as always. It's a very good point.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Love you, too.
But Sal, I'd like to add just a little thing about animals and death, because I work with many, many animals that are transitioning over and also that have transitioned. And I learned that, you know, they're aware that there's another place beyond here.
Yeah.
That's part of their whole, we're the only ones that have forgotten that the next step is even better. And so they're aware of that. And the reason that animals hang on or stay around when they're ill is because of the emotional connection with their people. And it's part of what they want to do. You know, if you see an animal in the wild, if they're sick, they go into a special area and they pass.
Yes.
And so the animals are here for us for emotions, but they don't want to leave the emotional connection. And but they are never, ever afraid to die. That does not fear. They just see it as another stage.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear you saying that, because I had a, I won't go into it, but the whole story, but a contention with somebody that was a supposed animal communicator. I don't know if it was the 818 area or 805. About, you know, the death and not wanting to live this. And I said, they don't think like that. They don't, they're not saying, I don't want to go through this or I don't want to go through that. They just, they go through what they need to go through. They're not trying to stop something like we do, you know. So,
yes.
Again, that goes to those unclear filters. Kat in the chat room is asking if her 8-year-old Boo is healthy and happy. Oh, also, her name is also Barbara. Oh, I got this. Hi, Barbara.
Is Boo a cat, a dog?
Well, Boo, she put his picture on. I put his picture on my profile pic. Is it? It's a cat, isn't it? Ketchnova? Is it a cat being? See, let me ask her that.
Maybe like what color?
Or what color? Well, she's waiting to ask, and I'm just going to check in. We have. I don't know if somebody's listening or putting another call. Hi, caller. 000, are you just listening?
Is that me?
Yeah, okay, good. Diane, you're listening? Okay.
It's me listening.
It's showing. Yeah, okay, good.
If you need another question, I'll have one for you.
Okay, hold on one sec. I'll keep you on air then. You're on air. Cat is just saying yes. Hi, Sunny Boy. It is a cat.
Okay.
A brown and black cat. Barbara, brown and black
cat. Okay. And the person's name?
Her name's also, which is interesting, Barbara, but goes by Ketchnova.
Okay, Ketchnova.
And her cat is Boo.
Where do they live? Oh, if you don't know, that's okay.
Okay.
Boo, 8 years old. Okay.
Delay in sound in the chat room.
That's okay. So from Boo, my first sense is that his, her, is it a female? Let's just say Boo. That Boo's fur is dull, and that could be showing that needs more nutrition. And I didn't really get that there's that there's any big health issues at the moment, but that was just a very quick check-in. But that it seemed like maybe the food isn't like quality that would assist. And we can always tell by our cat and dog's hair. If it's shiny, they're really healthy. If it's dull, they're just having something in their system where they're not taking in enough nutrition. So I just got a sense of that. I didn't particularly get any other body issues, but that was just a really fast scan. I usually do about 5 minutes when I do a scan.
Okay.
So if she wants to send me a picture, I can take a better look.
Okay.
You know, after
sure,
offline.
Sure, that'd be good. And she's in Nova Scotia, so welcome.
Oh, great.
Yeah, welcome. But
so
yeah,
that does that
diet,
help,
right? Does that
the
help?
Diet.
The diet we're getting. Diet, does that help, Kat?
I felt like the diet needed to have more nutrition in it.
Okay. And I don't know what you feel about this, but I know some people, you know, feed the same thing over and over, and I know some vets say that. I have not found that to be true. With the animal beings I've had, they do not like the same thing over and over, especially my cat Cleo. She's not having the food. She just won't even eat it. Even if I leave it all day, she's like, Oh, Kat's saying he's lost a lot of weight. Well, you might want to check thyroid. I got thyroid and food. Well, you know, Kat, that would play into what Barbara just said, something about nutrition or diet. If he's lost a lot of weight, there could be something with the food, as Barbara is saying, and or, like she said earlier, a trip to the vet, perhaps to check the thyroid. I just had that with one of mine. Let's see. So we're going to go back on.
Well, I want to answer Michelle what you said. I mean, food, right now, pet food is a real issue in the United States. The issue is that most pet foods are made at human food manufacturing plants, mm-hmm. and we use all the stuff that's not fit for human consumption.
Well, and I don't feed my animals VMAT. They get, I cook for them.
Okay.
I can't eat healthy and not, yeah.
Anyone that can go raw is great. If people can't go raw, I ask them not to buy it at the supermarket at Costco, just to buy it at a pet food store. Mm-hmm. But they do like variety, and they like change. And how we ever decided that they wanted the same thing every day, I don't know.
I don't know how that came in, you know. And also, one thing that I do, because Yoshi, when I had gotten her, had IBS, which I dealt with that with many of my clients, my human clients. I didn't know cats or dogs rather than get that. But this Dr. Harvey's grains, barley grains and rice mixed with vegetables, I cook that a lot for her. And then she can't really do raw because of the IBS, or very little raw. But, you know, chicken or fish or lightly cooked. Anyway, that is just an amazing health. It's human. You can eat it. It's healthy. It almost looks like eating a healthy rice mixture, rice and oatmeal mixture.
Okay. And, you know, people think that the raw food diet is a lot of time, but it's really only once every 2 weeks. You make it all and then you freeze it.
Yeah, that's what I
do.
It. Now, on that note, Barbara, Kat is saying that she used to feed her cat chicken and the vet told her not to give him pet food. And some of the food the cat will not eat, he just shakes his paw at. Yeah, cats are, you know, most of them, they know if something has nutrition or is good. A lot of them won't eat crappy food. I would suggest going back to whatever you used to feed the chicken. If you're talking to us now and saying that there's nutritional problems and he's losing weight, I would definitely get a panel done, like Barbara suggested for someone earlier, see if there's thyroid or some kind of issue. But get a better grade, like we get a better grade of dog or cat food. If you're going to do canned, there's things with organic chicken or duck or whatever, if you're going to do that. Or cook with a little rice mixture, and even mix that in with a better canned food. But it sounds like there's something with the nutrition, the body, the absorption, cat. So I would watch spices. They don't want to overspice stuff with the animal beings. Oh, when you eat spicy food, cat's saying that your cat wants it. Well. There might be something in there, you know. Okay, let's see. One more call. 310-383, did you have another question, or are you just listening?
I'm just listening, Michelle.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
Perfect.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thanks.
Okay, good, good, good. And Diane, did you have another question?
Oh, could I? Is that okay?
You're online. Yeah, both of you are live, so if you put in your stories or thoughts, that's fine. Put it.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Well, I just, it was that second part question that I mentioned on my list for Barbara about how Sonny feels about being the only dog or if he's open to having a companion.
Yeah, I'm glad you called back in. Good. So, it was very cute when I asked him that question. He said, I would like another dog to wrestle with and hang around with.
Oh.
He said, listen to him.
Oh.
He said puppies. Tire me. Like,
excuse me?
I don't think he was interested in a puppy. Like, puppies tire me. Like, they
are
too
much. Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
He said, I get to choose. He said, take your time. Have some over. Like, it almost felt like it was going to be a rescue dog or something. Have some dogs over.
What about 50?
Well, see, we foster dogs. And we have one here now, but we've been looking for a home for her.
And
okay.
Her name is Sissy. And there's some qualms we have in terms of compatibility for all of us. I mean, Sunny and Sissy get along. They seem to get along great. They play together very well. But we're torn about whether we want a second dog or not, and we wanted to see how he felt about Sissy and then just another dog, period.
Oh, okay. Well, he did say that can we still do he was showing me pictures of it's either jogging or biking or something special like that, and he wants to do it ourselves without the other dog. Like, he doesn't think all the walks have to have both dogs. And then he said, you will know when it is the one. Discuss it as we go. Forget the puppy idea. And then he said, absolutely no cats. Does he have a cat in his life?
He chases cats all the time. Now, we would never consider a cat because we know how he feels about cats.
So I didn't get a confirmation on the current dog that's at your house. I don't get any confirmation on. Like a yes. I don't get any kind of a yes for that.
Okay.
So it sounds like he likes the dogs in and out. He likes the fostering.
Yeah, and then
right.
if one comes along, he'll be good. But he's also going to want that special time by himself.
See, that's the part that I noticed about him that made me wonder if he wanted one permanently or not, because I see that he does have that loner side.
Yeah, I have a Labrador, and we did rescue for about 3 years, and she had a blast, but she never wanted any of them to stay.
Okay. Wow.
Now, Barbara, I did send you Yoshi and Cleo. Do you want to
get
a couple lines or two about?
Yeah, so
thank
these
you,
are Michelle's
the
animals.
Thanks, Diane.
Oh,
still
feel awesome.
My back on the line.
Can you just describe Cleo to us? I mean, I have a picture, but.
Yeah, Cleo is a little tortie, which is kind of like a calico, but lighter brown, grayish, black, and kind of orangey long hair. Scorpio, I believe. Very, very independent and intense. Very healing. Very much a little healer cat, but very, very much into her own little, what she wants.
Okay. And what you had asked about was, well, already mentioned that she's been outside most of the summer. She demands to be out there. And ever since you moved to the area you're in now, she's been outside.
Well, actually, about a year before, she seemed to have a change where she wanted to be more outside.
Yeah, so I asked her about that, and she said, outside, it's a jungle outside. And she loved that part. Whatever it looks like out there to her, it's like a jungle.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
said, I love to watch. I love to patrol. I love to sneak around. I like to watch from my perch.
Okay.
She says, it's very exciting out here, and I love it. Then for you, Michelle, she said, come outside and spend more time like before.
Ooh.
I think you used to go outside and spend time.
Yeah, okay.
She'd like you to come out. Maybe that is part of that. And then she said, I'm happy with my human friends. I don't know what that means. But, the people she visits in the neighborhood. And she says, and yes, I am safe. So you were asking if she's safe.
Yeah, because I've got one ear open all the time. And then Yoshi, the dog, is such a little watch every little noise, or if she hears another cat down the street, she wants to go to the door, I have to open the back door, make sure Cleo's okay, which she always is, and, you know, it's like, it's not an ideal situation, but I don't know what else to do.
Well, she said you and I are very connected, which means that if she was in distress, she'd let you know.
Okay.
So I did ask her, what do you think of Yoshi? And she said, Yoshi is young at heart, and Yoshi is a dog, for anyone listening. Yoshi is young at heart, very demanding, fun to watch, too fast for me. Like, as a dog, he runs around too much. Mm-hmm. But knows, is Yoshi a boy? Is that correct?
Yoshi's a girl.
A girl, I'm sorry. But knows her place with me. This is what Cleo said. We get along fine. Not my first choice.
I told her a year before I got her, we're getting an animal being. I warned her.
Yeah, not my first choice, but I like to watch. I like to play tricks on her sometimes. We are closer than Michelle thinks we are. We do care a lot about each other.
Okay.
And so then...
what would she have chosen?
Pardon me?
Did she say what she would have chosen? She said not her first choice.
Oh, it was more like a joke.
Okay.
Like, not her first choice of the type of dog.
Ah, okay.
You know, the personality of Yoshi is a little bit, a lot of energy for her. And it's not her first choice in personality.
Okay.
So then, what kind of dog is Yoshi?
Pekingese.
Pekingese, okay. So Yoshi says to me, starts off with, "Yahoo, I am Yoshi." Huge energy, bigger than her size. She definitely feels a lot bigger. She needs a lot of reassurance, but she does see herself full of courage and full of personality. She likes to shake things up, and I couldn't tell if that was like ripping up toys and shaking blankets or if she meant she likes to shake things up in your life. She gets some anxiety, and the stuff that she does with blankets and toys helps her.
Okay.
She said the words love bug. You might call her that.
I do. And that's okay. my universal love bug. She is a love bug. She's very loving with people, other animal beings, kids, especially children.
Good. Because
she
won
a baby.
Bug. Yeah. She said that she's always busy and running around checking on things in the house. She likes to dance. She loves to mess around with a couple of other dogs. They seem to be bigger than her, but not all dogs. She's kind of particular.
True. Very
true. She loves parties, and she loves being admired.
Oh, God, that is her. Oh,
she doesn't like to be pet by strangers, and she says, what is that about, that strangers have to pet them? You know, a lot of dogs do not like to be pet by strangers.
No.
Her personal space is very important to her. She did tell me that when the fur gets too long around the paw, her pads of her paws, whether it's coming out of the middle part from the pads or on the edges, that it's very irritating to her. She, you know, all dogs want their pads clear so that they can touch the ground and touch the floor.
Okay, she does have that. Maybe if she gets groomed.
Oh, okay. So if it gets long, I'm not saying she complained about it, but when she does have it, she really likes it to be all cleaned up.
Okay.
And then she said she's very happy. Her complaints are few, but her demands are always met, and she went, hee hee. That's very true. When she used the word demand. And she blows you a kiss.
Oh.
And maybe you do that to her, but she blew you a kiss with her paw.
Oh.
And that's it. No,
wonderful.
No complaints.
So right on, Barbara, because she loves being admired, but also, you know, the disruption or the shaking things up, when we go on walks, a lot of times she likes to just play or run in people's, the yard, and if they're there, she kind of shakes her tail and looks at them wide-eyed and then runs around. She's very mellow, very zen, but she's also very active with people, just as you said, people, you know, visiting her friends. And you're right, she doesn't like to be pet by strangers. So a lot of, and all, people always want to take her picture or pet. So now what I'd say is oh, she's ferocious. Be careful, because people will just go for her and she'll shirk away, you know.
Well, you know, our dogs are, and our cats and our horses, they're all a mirror of who we're being.
Mm.
Yeah, they're just showing us more about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that really stands out in a personality of an animal, take a look on how that relates to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's got good boundaries. She's very loving and caring, but she likes her personal time. Now, we're winding out, so I really want to thank Barbara again. And you can connect with Barbara through www.animalcommunicationplus.com, as well as the number is 925-708-1979. And, of course, there's information on the Awakenings homepage, and as well as in the chat room, we've got her website up. Thanks so much, Barbara.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle, and everyone else that participated. The animals, thank you.
Thank you so much for being their voice. And we'll definitely have you back. And I know you've got a book in the works, so I'd love to have you back. And everyone that joined in and called in, thank you so much for your love, your light, your wisdom, and just sharing and making Awakenings a part of the converging flow that's allowing this awakening to continue. Much peace and light. Until next time, keep awake. Oh, yes, and also rating the show and your comments. Blessings.